I'm Kevin McCrory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Trying to make it real compared to what
the world needs now. It's lovely, lovely, say that you love me.
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. This week, music that scores a perfect day at the beach.
And I'm feeling good.
The perfect day starts with an early walk along the shoreline. The cool ocean breeze before the sun gets high. A cup of black coffee in hand. The kids still in their pajamas, running to and from the water's edge.
Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel.
Released June of 1965, Nina Simone, whose singing career started at a nightclub in Atlantic City.
I'm feeling good.
As a father of four young children, every beach day is a gift to savor. The hours stretch as long as the horizon, and the great expanse gives you the opportunity for big picture perspective.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes.
From her 2004 album, Feels Like Home, Nora Jones.
And I said, who?
In normal life, the days rip by at lightning speed. You blink, and a decade has passed. You remember the first time you held your newborn. Then you wake up, and he's 11.
World is turning. I hope it don't turn away.
From his masterpiece On the Beach album, released July of 1974, Neil Young. But a long beach day seems to give you a chance to take a little of that time back. It's a reminder to hold fast to what really matters.
It's a family affair.
Number one on the chart in 1971, Sly Stone, who died earlier this month. You head back from your morning walk and the kids have energy to burn. The motel pool is glistening and the crew becomes a madcap montage of splashes and cannonballs. The scene alternates by the moment from freewheeling fun to meltdowns over sunscreen to tears over towel choices and back to joyous laughter. You take it all in stride. They're just kids. You could never lose your patience on such a marvelous day. Huey Piano Smith with Don't You Just Know It, 1957. Then it's back to the beach for a long stretch of the afternoon. Sandcastles and football toss, seashells and snacks. Peaking this week in June of 1967 on the Hot 100 chart, Brenton Wood, who died earlier this year at age 83. The kids are mesmerized by the sand and the waves. The youngest is three. Everything is wonder and discovery, with nowhere else to be than right there with you. Irma Thomas, released June 1964, a few months before the Stones version, which itself was a year after the original trombone version. The sky turns a brilliant blue, capped by pillows of clouds. Your oldest son jogs with you for a bit, your feet pounding the wet sand in lockstep. From their 2010 album, Brothers, the Black Keys. Heart pounding and sweaty after a few miles, you dive into the ocean for the first dip of the season. Outkast was number 54 on the chart this week in 2001 with this track from Stankonia. Now it's dinner time, and you have a whole vibe going. Cooking seafood in red sauce with pasta at the motel kitchenette. You've got the 1959 Bobby Darin going.
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Everything is golden.
Waiting for me.
After a quick cleanup, you hustle back out to the beach to catch the last of the day.
As long as I gaze on Waterloo sunset, I am in paradise.
Number 2 on the UK singles chart in June of 67, The Kinks. The sky is overcast, and as darkness falls, you can hardly see the horizon. You'll be back on rapid time soon. Just like that, another decade will pass. Changes are coming. Big ones, scary ones, and you don't know their shape. So with sand between your toes, you hold fast to what you have and take it as a present.
Be here now, no other place to be.
From 2006, Mason Jennings.
Sun comes up and we start again.
I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been a Jukebox Journey on WHYY.
And we start again.